On the edge of a forest, in the cold Northlands, lived Rosie Frapple, as brave a girl as any could be. And through that forest, all year round, there roamed a pack of wolves. One night, one of those wolves, one just a little bit different from all the rest, met Rosie Frapple. This is their story. Wilbur wasn't wily, like the others in his pack. If he'd had a wolf employer, he'd have probably got the sack. He wasn't keen on sneaking up. It seemed a mite unfair to pounce upon a little thing emerging from its lair. And when he ran for miles with friends a-hunting caribou, the killing bit, right at the end, he didn't want to do. "You're not a vegetarian," his mother used to say. "Those teeth are not for eating grass. They're meant for killing prey." Now, Wilbur was a biggish wolf, not one you'd say was small, but couldn't get the hang of always eating meat at all. So when the pack was busy hunting rabbits, elk and coots, he'd sneak into the forest, where he'd dig up bulbs and roots. "Fresh and crunchy, tasty too, they're just what I was needing. It's so much better eating things not actually bleeding," was what he thought, while eating up, away from all the others, and tried his best to just forget that comment of his mother's. Along the forest edge, by chance, a row of houses stood, with gardens front and back, and walls entirely made of wood, and by the fence, beside the trees, the families threw their tins and all their household rubbish into old grey metal bins. Of course, young Wilbur's wolfy nose did what such noses did, and smelled the rotting veg within, when a cat knocked off the lid. The old tin bin let out a pong of carrots stuck to peas, and Wilbur soon was at the fence and trembling at the knees. Upstairs, at her bedroom window, laying out some frocks, stood Rosie Frapple, watching. "Now that's a funny fox," she thought, as Wilbur crossed the fence and headed for the bin. She scratched her head, she scratched her nose, and then she scratched her chin, till suddenly the penny dropped. "A wolf! And if you please, he's just ignored the meat paste tins and eaten up the peas. I wonder if he's heading off next door to Mr. Cato's. Maybe he'll stay longer if I throw him some potatoes."